A short, very funny man from England died this morning.
Dudley Moore lost a battle with a degenerative neurological disease.
He was 66 years old and 5'2.5" tall.
His physical stature was key to who he was. Dudley Moore was a short guy with a deformed foot. Because of this and his working-class background, humor became his sword and shield.
He started doing comedy more than 40 years ago, after graduating from Oxford. He went on to become a fixture of comic movies in the 1970s and 80s. His film career included a Faustian tale called Bedazzled, in which he's tempted by screen siren Raquel Welch. In 10, he lusted for a corn-rowed Bo Derek, and liquor was his passion in the title performance as a rich and lovable drunk in Arthur.
How rich are you?
All I can tell you is, I wish I had a dime for every dime I have. God, service here is terrible. Where the hell's my drink?
We just ordered.
That's always their excuse. Engine room, where the hell's my drink?
Along the way, he landed other juicy Hollywood roles. But before all that, there was his membership in a four-man British satirical ensemble called Beyond the Fringe, a predecessor to Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Here's a reprise of Moore's Fringe sketch called The Audition. The casting director is played by Peter Cook, who died several years ago.
Mr. Spigot, you are auditioning, are you not, for the role of Tarzan?
Right.
Mr. Spigot, I couldn't help noticing almost immediately that you are a one-legged man.
Oh, you noticed that.
When you've been in the business as long as I have, Mr. Spigot, you get to notice these little things almost instinctively.
Yeah, of course you do.
Now, Mr. Spigot, you, a one-legged man, are applying for the role of Tarzan.
Right.
A role traditionally associated with a two-legged artiste.
Right.
And yet you, a unidexter, are applying for the role.
Right, yes.
Need I say with overmatch emphasis that it is in the leg department that you are deficient?
The leg department?
The leg department, Mr. Spigot.
Yes,
you
yes.
are deficient in the leg department to the tune of one.
Dudley Moore with Peter Cook. Moore broke into show business as a church organist before joining Beyond the Fringe in 1960. His three partners wrote savage humor for the hit stage show. Moore performed and provided the music. Peter Cook wrote years later that Moore's ideas for routines were treated with benign contempt by the others.
Yet Dudley Moore was an essential part of Beyond the Fringe. Here, he is a concert pianist trapped in a piece of music and trying desperately to find a way to end it.
Pianist and actor Dudley Moore. He died today in New Jersey. He was 66.